time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into Mining Stock Daily. It's Thursday, June 16th. Gold took its traditional and requisite ride on the down price elevator with a broken cable, getting slammed as much as $40 yesterday from 1865 to 1825 as soon as the FOMC policy statement was released. The paper gold price was further hit another $20 right after the NYSE closed. The Mining Stock Journal said that it was blatant price manipulation using paper gold contracts during a relatively illiquid summertime COMEX trading environment. The newsletter's editor, Dave Kranzler, said that he would bet his entire chest full of 1-ounce silver Chinese pandas that the only physical gold that traded after Asia closed around 3 a.m. New York time was the gold bullion product sold to retail buyers from coin dealers. Silver was also involved in the price, and through surprisingly, it still outperformed gold. Poor man's gold was, however, pushed back below $28 for now. Upon reflection of the day's trading pattern in gold and silver, the Mining Stock Journal asks rhetorically, what kind of entity looking to sell a significant amount of any asset or securities would indiscriminately unload large quantities onto the market in a short period of time rather than attempting to maximize sale proceeds by feeding the item being sold more slowly over an extended period? Food for thought there. We'll get to the news out of the miners and explorers here in just a moment, but first a mention of today's sponsor.
This Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is brought to you by Corvus Gold. Corvus Gold is a North American gold exploration and development company focused on its near-term gold-silver mining projects in southwestern Nevada. The company holds a commanding land position within the Bullfrog Mining District. Neighboring adjacent projects controlled by AngloGold Ashanti, Kinross Gold, and Core Mining highlight this active district. The two 100% owned North Bullfrog and Motherlode projects have a combined nearly 4 million ounces gold of in-pit resource and continues to grow with an ongoing, successful resource expansion drill program. Corvus trades on the TSX and the NASDAQ with the symbol KOR.
All right, here's what you need to know this morning. Good news out of Palladium One Mining. They posted initial results for the Phase 2 Tyco drill program in Ontario. A total of 6 holes were reported this morning and included 9.5% nickel equivalent over 1.7 meters within the 5-meter interval of 6% nickel equivalent. There was also a 7.8% nickel equivalent over 3.1 meters and 7% nickel equivalent over 3.5 meters. The nickel and copper continuity is confirmed along a 350 meter near surface strike length. A total of 14 holes totaling 1370 meters were completed before a significant drill breakdown combined with the onset of early spring conditions forced the suspension of the drill program. Drilling is planned to resume once Geotech's V10 Max airborne EM survey and the summer field program have been concluded. Palladium One trades on the TSX Venture with PDM and on the OTCQB with NKORF. Firefox Gold has completed the expanded 11-hole Phase 4 diamond drill program at its Mustajärvi project in the central Lapland greenstone belt of Finland. Today, the company reported assay results for the first 3 holes of the program. Those included 93.88 grams per ton gold over 1.35 meters. This interval was previously reported to host visible gold. These drill holes extend high-grade gold in the northeast target by an additional 150 meters along strike to the northeast. This newly discovered veining and alteration occurs at depths less than 200 meters below surface and remains open down dip and to the northeast. Firefox trade on the TSX Venture with FFOX and on the OTCQB with FFOXF. Roxgold announced initial results from the newly discovered Gabbro North prospect, further results from step-out and infill drilling at the recently discovered Sunbird deposit, and additional high-grade results from depth extension drilling at the Kola deposit at the Seguela Gold Project located in Cote d'Ivoire. At Gabbro North, drilling returned 39 grams per ton gold over 8 meters. Sunbird returned 15.1 grams per ton gold over 12 meters. Kawula was highlighted with 7.2 grams per ton gold over 11 meters. John Dorward, CEO of Rocks Gold, says the drill program at Seguela continues to build upon the feasibility study through the significant expansion prospectivity demonstrated at the discovery of Gabbro North and the extension drilling results at Sunbird. Rocks Gold trades on the TSX with ROXG and on the OTCQX with ROGFF. Not much news in the release regarding the acquisition by Fortuna Silver. Now we welcome back Kai Hoffman. Welcome back, Kai. He's going to give us this week's Orinic Weekly Update.
Hello, welcome back to another update of the Orinic Index. It's been a while since we've been on, so let's get on with it. This is the Orinic Index update for the week ending June 11th, 2021, and we are seeing a score of 84.75. That's up from 63.64 just a week ago. We've seen a number of financings, and the aggregate financings announced increased to $176 million. That's a two-week high. Part of that is 50 new brokered financings and 11 new bought deal financings. Average offer size also increased to $4.8 million. That's also a two-week high, while the total number of financings remained unchanged at 37. Major financing closings included Apollo Gold Corp closing or opening a $40 million offering underwritten by a syndicate led by 8 Capital, Troilus Gold opening a $35 million offering underwritten by Cormark on a bought deal basis, Nitog Gold opened a $20 million offering that was underwritten by a syndicate led by Sprott Capital Partners, also on a bought deal basis. Thesis Gold opened a $12 million offering on a best efforts basis. Major financing closings include Rupert Resources closing their $48.65 million offering that was underwritten by BMO Capital Markets on a bought deal basis. Saturn Oil & Gas closed a $32.2 million offering on a best efforts basis. Alexco closed a $28.75 million offering that was underwritten by a syndicate also on a bought deal basis. And then Royal Helium closed a $17.25 million offering that was underwritten by Cormark also on a bought deal basis. That's it for the week ending June 11th. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Orin Inc. or visit our website, sign up for our newsletter, orininc.com, to get the latest financing updates directly into your mailbox. And we'll be back soon with another update. Stay tuned.
Vista Gold was out with more positive news on the project permitting side of the business. The company announced it has received the Aboriginal Areas Protection Authority certificate and surface water extraction license from the Northern Territory government for the company's Mount Todd Gold project in Australia. An AAPA certificate is required as a legal means to identify and protect sacred sites from damage by setting out the conditions for using or carrying out work on an area of land. It is a legal document issued under the Northern Territory Aboriginal Sacred Sites Act. Following extensive review, the AAPA determined that the use of or work on certain areas can proceed without a risk of damage to or interference with the sacred sites identified at Mount Todd. Following the approval of the mining management plan, the Mount Todd surface water extraction license has been approved as well. This provides Vista with the right to harvest 3.4 gigaliters of surface runoff each year to facilitate processing and mining activities associated with Mount Todd, and is expected to adequately supply all of the project's water requirements as presently designed. The license is valid for 10 years with the right to renew. Vista Gold trades on the TSX and the NYSE with VGZ. That's it for the news briefing this morning. We'll be back later today with some more news and interviews, so please stay tuned. The Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is produced by Clear Creek Digital and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. It is distributed throughout the world through your podcast network of choice and by our friends over at the Junior Mining Network. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decision.